Chapter 1. Conception of the Baptist.
In May of 7 BC, the planets Jupiter and Saturn both passed through Pisces. They did it again in October, and then again in December. Those who studied the night sky for such things noticed and interpreted this as a sign announcing that a king would be born in Canaan. In Israel, however, King Herod the Great had his sons, Alexander and Aristobulus, executed. Zacharias was an Aaronic priest of the order of Ubiah in December of 7 BC in Jerusalem of Judea. Both he and his wife were descended from Aaron, the brother of Moses. Twice a year, for 1 week, the order of Ubiah served in the sanctuary of the temple in Jerusalem. Zacharias's token had been drawn at random by lot. He had been chosen by God out of perhaps 800 priests to offer the evening incense and a prayer on behalf of the people gathered outside at the altar of incense. It would be his job to keep the coals of the incense altar burning. God considered Zacharias to be righteous, just as God had considered Noah to be righteous. While the crowds outside prayed, the archangel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias to inform him that in their old age he and his wife Elizabeth would finally have a son. This came as a tremendous surprise to Zacharias. Because of his old age, he had long ago stopped praying for a child. Now he would have a child in his old age, just as Abraham was given a son because of his righteousness. The only conditions put on the birth of the child were that he was to be named John, God is gracious, and that he should not drink any grape product, which is part of a Nazarite vow. From this moment, John was to be considered set aside, called by God. Just as the wife of Manoah was barren, but gave birth to Samson, who was set aside, just as Hannah was barren, but gave birth to Samuel the prophet, who was set aside, just as Jeremiah had been called by God, John would be called by God. John would be full of the spirit of Elijah, as the prophet Malachi had said, and would be called to prepare the people of God for the coming of the Messiah and the kingdom of David. Zacharias had doubts and asked for some sign that what Gabriel said was true. Gabriel told Zacharias that he would be unable to speak until the birth was accomplished and God's word fulfilled. When Zacharias came out from the sanctuary, he could tell the crowds nothing. When the week of Ubiah's service was over, Zacharias went home, traditionally located 4 to 5 miles to the southwest of Jerusalem at Ein Kerim. There, in early January of 6 BC, Zacharias had sex with Elizabeth in the winter cold, and Elizabeth conceived. In order to ensure that this pregnancy would go full term, she took the extra care of activity reduction. It would not do to get pregnant and then lose the fetus because of overwork.